I can see the what is he doing up there look on your face. About once a month, I think, we have a group of men that goes down to the Eugene Mission. I say once a month. I go when Ron sends me the email. So I'm not 100% sure it's once a month, but it feels like that. And we go down and we lead the worship service before the fellows there get a room for the night. And this past Monday, we went down and we had some thoughts from the Psalms. Mike Duffield delivered our message from Psalm 100, if I remember correctly. And it was very good, and I found myself sitting there, sorry Mike, with my mind wandering just a little bit. And between the singing and Mike's thoughts about the Psalms, I thought to myself, you know, a lot of the songs that we sing come from the Psalms. There are a lot of thoughts from the Psalms that we've put into music, and we assume that a lot of what was just directly from the Psalms, even back then, were sung in worship to God. And it got me to thinking this time of year with our thankfulness for God and the things that he's done, that maybe this Sunday might be a good time to just spend some time in the Psalms and in song. And so rather than the usual me for 30 minutes up here or whatever it is, we're just going to have some interspersed Psalms and singing and prayer and maybe a few thoughts here and there. But we're going to begin in Psalm 148. Psalm 148. The references will be on the screen, the Psalms will not. I started to do that, and there were just an awful lot of slides, so I thought it would just be easier to do it this way, and we could turn to them. Psalm 148. A week ago Friday, I went with the fifth grade class from Gillam Elementary to the coast, to the aquarium over in Newport, and the Science Center that's right down the road from there. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, you might have seen the picture I put up. I pulled off where you can see the Hasita Head light there on a pull-off on the road and took a picture because I was amazed at the difference between then and when I took my mom over there the previous Monday. Monday was a perfectly clear day, blue water, blue sky. I could see the lighthouse just as clear as day. That Friday, it was gray, overcast, 60-mile-an-hour winds. The ocean was white, just a foamy, wavy, rough time out there. And you could barely see the lighthouse through the haze, about the same time of day. And I thought to myself as I looked at all this, one, just how different 4 days were, and you know that on the coast from having been here. But two, I just find myself amazed when I look out at something like that and I think there are people in our world that think all this just happened. And I often wonder, it almost takes more faith to think that than what you and I believe, that our God created this and created this amazing world that one day can be perfectly blue skies and another day can be 60-mile-an-hour winds. And as I drove along the coast there, looking down the cliffside into the ocean, and I thought to myself, this is just an amazing place that our God has made, and is he not just an incredibly powerful God? Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints, of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord.
Let's stand and sing together.
Psalm 24. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory.
Come thou, Almighty King.
Would you join me in prayer? Holy God, Father in heaven, Creator of all things, we truly gather this morning to praise your holy name. We look at your creation, realizing how powerful and wonderful this world is, God, and you made it all. And as we raise our voice of praise unto you, God, may our hearts be filled with love. May our hearts be filled with praise unto your holy name this morning. And God, we give thee thanks for all the blessings and all the wonders of this world that you have given us. Most of all, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for each one of us, that through him and his death, burial, and resurrection, we have a promise of life eternal in heaven with you. We thank you, God, for that. This morning we'll come to ask you to be with some of our brothers and sisters, some of our friends, some of our relatives who are sick and need your healing hand, God. So we ask you to look down upon everybody. We ask especially for Chris, a nephew of Sharon Gregory, who's suffering from health problems. We ask you to touch him and give him healing in his body, God. Lord, we can't praise you enough because you are Almighty God. And each day you bless us with so many wonderful things. Thank you for all our families. Thank you for the peace and freedom we have in our country. And we ask your blessings upon those who are willing to serve our country so that there can be peace and freedom. And we ask for freedom and peace throughout the world, God, if it be your will. So again, we thank you for your great love. And may we always have that love in our hearts for you and for each other. In my prayer in Jesus' holy name, amen.
Psalm 25. I was amazed how quickly, driving back across from Florence, that the idea of the majesty of God leaves my mind. It's right there and present before me as the wind's blowing my car back and forth, as I look at the ocean, as I look at everything around me, and then yet on the way back, the things of life kind of get in the way. And I find myself really associating with Psalm 25, which is written by David, who clearly had some ups and downs in life. And I think of the David that stands before Goliath with just a sling and some stones, and the level of trust he must have had in God at that moment to overcome his fear and to focus in on the task at hand. And what he asked God for in this psalm are primarily two things: trust and forgiveness. And I think a lot of us can probably relate to that. And we could see it in David's life, the trust he would have had in God as he stood before Goliath, and yet the desire for forgiveness he would have had when he's rebuked by Nathan, when he realizes the wrong he's done with Bathsheba, and he needs just so greatly forgiveness. And so for each of us, the words of Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away my sins. See how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troublers.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Psalm 121. Psalm 121. So we celebrated Thanksgiving here in our country over the weekend. This was the first Thanksgiving in a long time that we've not had one of our moms with us, either in our home or in one of theirs. And they're both just far away now, and we've had one here recently visiting. But it was kind of weird coming into Thanksgiving, thinking it was just going to be the four of us. And I started to appreciate a little more that Thanksgiving, although for a lot of us it is this time of great family get-together time, for some it's a reminder that either maybe distance or death or other things in life have separated us from those that we love. And where do we look to for comfort in times like that but to God? Now, we were blessed in a way that I don't know that we completely expected, or at least I didn't. When we moved way out here, I didn't realize the closeness of family that we would find out here with Leland and Beth, who are my wife's great aunt and uncle, and Debbie, who's a cousin. And we had them over for Thanksgiving, along with one of Debbie's kids and her husband, and laughed like crazy at all the funny things going on. And I was amazed by the end of the day, something earlier in the week I thought was just going to be kind of a ho-hum, fine, just the four of us, but nothing great, Thanksgiving, was really a good day. It was a good time to be reminded of family. It was a good time to be reminded of the way that God has blessed us so richly. And in Psalm 121, we find just a desire for help. We'd find a desire for comfort and the looking around for it that a lot of us might do, where we look for it in one way or another. And I think we see that in our culture a lot, where people look desperately for help and comfort and usually find it in the wrong places. And yet in Psalm 121, we find it in the right place. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is at your right hand. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
I was searching for this song for the PowerPoint, and I kept typing in, God will take care of you, and I couldn't find it. And sometimes the songs have other titles. The song's titled, Be Not Dismayed, Whate'er Betide. And it's true, God will take care of you, and so you don't have to be worried, don't have to be discouraged. And I'm very encouraged by the Psalms that we've had read and the fact that God will take care of you. Let's stand and sing this song together.
Could you flip ahead to Psalm 42? Psalm 42. All the things we've read and sung about this morning, I think, demand a response from us into how we live, into how we see God. And these last few psalms and songs will center around that idea. In Psalm 42, we find familiar words that hopefully will remind us of what our desire for God should look like. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food for day and night. While men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan to the heights of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 51. During the first part of the psalm, it's acknowledged by David, shortcomings, and how far from a clean heart he feels like he has. And I imagine a lot of us can feel like that, maybe this morning or some other times. We feel like we just need to be made clean before God. And he begins in verse 10 saying, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. I think a lot of us can remember that day that we took on Christ. We can remember how it felt, the newness and the excitement of it. For some of us, it's a long time ago. For some of us, more recent. The idea of having that feeling restored to us daily, I think, is something that will be welcome for a lot of us, to have that enthusiasm and that excitement about what God is doing in our lives. This morning, if you would like to remember that feeling again, if you would like for your heart to be made clean by God, if you would like to ask his forgiveness, if there's something we can do in your life to help, to pray, or if we can baptize you this morning into his body so that you can feel the joy of that salvation for the first time. Whatever needs you may have, please come as we stand and sing. If you'd like to turn to Psalm 136, We're going to end with something a little different than what we normally do, and something that I believe the early church did a lot more, and that's a responsive reading. And if you've not done that before, here in Psalm 136, you will find a repeating phrase after each line. If you could go to the next slide. There we go. You're all going to have different versions, so I thought it'd be simplest if we put the repeating phrase up here so we're not all talking over each other. But the repeating phrase in my version is, "His love endures forever." So if we can do this together, I will read a line, and then we will all read together, "His love endures forever." Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day. The moon and stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them.
His love endures forever.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
His love endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea asunder.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel through the midst of it. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea.
His love endures forever.
To him who led his people through the desert.
His love endures forever.
Who struck down great kings.
His love endures forever.
And killed mighty kings.
His love endures forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
His love endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
His love endures forever.
And gave their land as an inheritance. As an inheritance to his servant Israel.
His love endures forever.
To the one who remembered us in our low state.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love
and who gives us food, who gives food to every creature.
His love
give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love
and believe that this week his love endures forever.